This program has been described by AudioVision. For information on over 400 video and audio titles, call toll-free 1-866-966-7667 or visit our accessible website, www.audiovisioncanada.com. The contents of this program are protected by copyright and may not be duplicated or used for any commercial purpose without the express written consent of the copyright holders.
A Group W Films presentation with narrative description by AudioVision Canada. 1001 Nights. Starring Luciana Paluzzi as Mitziana. Jeff Cooper as Omar. Raph Vallon as Hickson. Stahl as The Favorite. Ruben Rojo as Ali. Ricardo Palacios as Ahmed. Tomas Blanco as Kasim. Director of Photography, Manuel San Juan. Color by Movie Lab. Director of Productions, Angel Norvis. Film Editor, Tony Ramirez. Screenplay, Joe Lacey and J.L. Navarro. Copyright, 1967. Original music, composed and conducted by Nico Fedenko. Recorded by RCA, Italy. Vocalist, Carol Danell. Producer, Mitchell Grayson. Directed by Joe Lacey. In Spain, during the time of the Moorish rule, two men ride on horseback beside a stream with a pack horse in tow. Handsome blonde young man leads the way. His slave, Ollie, rides beside him, leading the pack horse. The two press on across hilly, wild country. When Omar halts, Ollie stops beside him. Pulling out a spyglass, Omar focuses on three uniformed soldiers on horseback pursuing another man. Omar and Ali ride forward. The fugitive lashes his horse as he tries to escape. Two of the soldiers level their crossbows at the fugitive and fire. Hit, the man falls to the ground. When the soldiers rush towards their quarry, Ali looks at Omar in alarm. The soldiers dismount beside the crumpled body. Two of the soldiers pick up the fallen man and drag him away. When the soldiers dump the body, it rolls down a hill into some long grass. Omar and Ali ride forward as the soldiers depart. Omar dismounts and hurries toward the fugitive. The man is still alive, but mortally wounded.
I saw what happened. Who were they?
Murderers did not go to Granada. The city was seized Hickson's cruel army.
But my father's the vizier.
The fugitive dies. Soon after, Omar and Allah gallop toward Granada. Massive stone battlements surround the ancient city. Inside, in a busy market, a potter spins his wheel as he fashions a vase. Omar and Allah lead their horses through the teeming crowd. Flashing a long whip, two soldiers clear a path through the market for several mounted soldiers who wear the same uniform as the men who killed the fugitive. Merchants and their customers scatter out of the soldiers' path. The haughty vizier arrives on horseback, wearing a black cloak over a suit of the finest silk brocade. One man bows deeply as he passes. Omar and Ali stand their ground as the soldiers pass by.
What's going on?
It's clear enough. While we've been abroad, evil men have taken over Granada. The tyrant Hickson now occupies my father's place.
Leading their horses, Omar and Ali walk on through the market. Lovely veiled woman hurries after Omar and Ali.
My lord! My lord! Omar Ben Ibrahim. If you want to save your life, trust me and follow me.
When she walks away, Omar hangs back suspiciously. So she returns to him, displaying a ring on her outstretched hand.
This ring? It was my father's.
As the woman walks onward, Omar and Ali hitch their horses to an iron gate.
Follow me.
Omar hurries after the woman, with Ali close behind. She leads the two into a deserted courtyard. The woman claps a summons.
Be careful. Could be a trap.
When three more veiled women enter the courtyard, the first woman bows to Omar.
My lord.
Who are you?
She removes her veil.
Miriam, the youngest of your father's wives, and the most unhappy.
Is he dead?
Yes, my lord.
Grief-stricken, Omar sinks to his knees. A servant arrives with coffee.
How did it happen?
Hickson accused your father of treason against the Emir.
Miriam hands Omar a silver cup.
He and his loyal followers were made prisoners. And they cut out his tongue to keep him silent. And they executed him in the public square.
And the Emir, who called himself my father's friend, did he permit this execution?
It was done before he knew it. Some of your father's friends, who are still alive, say that Hickson convinced him with false evidence of your father's guilt.
I shall go to see the Emir.
No, please. Your life is in danger. There's a sentence of death for all who belong to your family.
One of the women overhears this and sneaks away.
Oh, how dreadful is Hickson's evil. He's poisoned the Emir's mind. Think of it. Time was when the Emir proclaimed that through you, our scholars and artisans were being made known in the Orient, and that you were a devoted ambassador of goodwill. But today, if you're recognized, you'll die as swiftly and as cruelly as your father.
Meanwhile, in the street, the woman who overheard Miriam's story encounters some soldiers and an officer.
How much will you pay me if I lead you to a traitor?
That would depend. Who is it?
son of Ibrahim, the former vizier.
After reward, they're offering 100 gold dinars.
Then follow me. I will lead you right to him.
Let's follow her. Come on.
Scimitars drawn. Three soldiers step towards the courtyard where Miriam is speaking with Omar.
Your father's best friend, Kasim. He could help you. He lives hidden away from everything in the home of his friend, Muli. It's the big house on the hill outside Granada.
Kasim? Kasim is hiding out?
The soldiers rush into the courtyard.
Watch out!
Omar and Ali draw their scimitars and try to fight them off. Ali kills one of the attackers. When the officer arrives with more men, Omar and Ali flee. Miriam has fallen to the ground. Omar and Ali dash into the marketplace. Trying to slow down their pursuers, they topple vendors' stalls in their path. In the courtyard garden, Ali and Omar turn and fight the soldiers. Omar knocks a soldier into a fountain. Following his lead, Ali pitches another man into the water. When the officer arrives, Omar and Ali retreat up a staircase. As Ali battles the officer, Omar fights another man. Ali shoves the officer down the stairs, and Omar grabs heavy flower pots and throws them at a soldier. Outnumbered, the two flee up the stairs, while below, the soldiers climb out of the fountain. As Ali races away, Omar turns to fight the officer. When more soldiers arrive, Omar leaps over a wall and lands beside a pond, and the officer follows. Outmatching the officer, Omar pitches him into the pond and runs off.
Don't let them get away!
Several soldiers chase after Omar.
After
him! Omar and Ali run through the streets, then duck into a clothing store. They find three terrified clerks.
Look, they're the garments we've been looking for since we left Baghdad.
As the bewildered clerks look on, the two don cloaks and conceal their faces in the hoods. Omar flips a coin to one of the men.
Keep the change. I'll have it with you.
Omar and Ali leave the store. Outside, they look around warily, then walk away. The soldiers run past, but don't recognize them in their cloaks. Innocently, they approach one of the soldiers.
What is it?
Two fugitives trying to escape over the roofs. There they are. There! Over here, men! Hurry, follow me!
When the man runs off with some soldiers, Ali and Omar watch them go. Grinning, the two walk away. Later, Omar and Ali ride toward a castle on horseback.
That must be Kasim's house. Yes, it is. Yeah!
High atop a parapet, a lookout observes their approach. The lookout signals to a group of men within the castle walls. Omar and Ali arrive at the castle gate and dismount. Inside,
go and see who they are.
Several men hasten to obey the order of an older man. Omar and Ali pause outside the castle, then step forward. Inside the gates, they lead their horses through a deserted alley. Suddenly, men pounce on them and take them prisoner.
Who are you? What do you seek here? I'm looking for Kasim. I was told he lives here with a man named Muli. This man, Kasim, has been outlawed by the Emir. We want nothing to do with traitors here. We'll turn them over to the Vizier Hixam's men. Bring them inside.
Ali and Omar are hustled away.
Move!
Inside, two older men await their arrival.
You were looking for Kasim? I was. I am Kasim. You lie! Give the cur 20 lashes to teach him better manners. You are not Kasim. I know my father's freed slave very well.
Who are you?
Omar Ben Ibrahim.
The older of the two men steps forward.
Kasim, you do not recognize me?
My lord Omar. Free him quickly. Praise be to Allah, you have returned. I'm glad to see you, my lord.
You are very cautious, Kasim.
Yes, because we live in constant danger. Who is this man?
He is called Ali, and is like a brother to me.
And therefore mistreated,
as he's my master.
Come in. Come in.
Later.
My lord, we have heard wonderful things about you.
In Persia, they said you had learned the secrets of the stars.
And in Babylon, their wise men told you of new weaving and farming tools to help our people.
And your mission of goodwill.
What is the sense of knowledge and goodwill when men behave as mindless beasts? Don't talk to me of missions. Tell me what you did when Hickson falsely accused my father and usurped his place.
Many went into hiding like us to await the moment to prove Hickson's evil treachery to the Emir. Now we are here to obey your orders, my lord.
Did you try to see the Emir?
Yes, but it was hopeless.
I will find men who will fight.
Where, my lord?
I will go to Seville and gather our loyal followers. Together we will storm the palace and overthrow this tyrant. A dangerous task, my Ali, get the horses ready.
Well, one moment. Where are you going, my lord?
To Seville, to find men who are ready to fight Hickson to his death.
Don't, my lord. You will be recognized. There are traitors everywhere.
My lord Omar, you're the last of the Ibrahim line. We need you as our rightful vizier, and you're our last chance for freedom. You cannot risk your life. We need you, and I must beg you not to go.
You're right, Kasim. You go.
You will see. It's much better. You'll stay here until we return. Everything here is yours. The deaf mute girl will look after you to avoid betrayal. And you must watch out for your own good.
While you're gone, I will find some way to get my father's gold out of the palace.
Remember, you'll be alone, surrounded by enemies.
Unless you are very careful, you will face almost certain death, my lord.
I am in command here. Obey. Kasim, you know my father's friends. Return with them in 10 days. Go now.
And may Allah go with you.
Baby.
Together, they walk to the castle gates.
Be cautious.
I swear to you that liberty in Granada will be restored.
And I shall avenge my father's death.
Kasim mounts his horse. Kasim and his men gallop onto the parched grassland that surrounds the castle. Omar and Ali watch them ride away. Omar salutes them. Later, inside the castle, the pretty deaf-mute girl lays out a meal for Omar and Ali.
She's a deaf-mute, but very clever. She spends the whole day dancing. Aha! She has prepared a meal for us.
I need to think. I will walk for a while.
Outside the castle, Omar walks beside a stream. Beside the water.
Help! Help, someone!
Omar can't see where the voice is coming from.
Help me!
He spots a bottle floating nearby. Reaching out with a stick, he pulls the bottle towards shore and plucks it from the water.
Get me out of here, won't you?
Omar holds the bottle to his ear. Omar pulls out the bottle stopper. Smoke pours out of the bottle. When Omar throws it away, it lands nearby, belching thick smoke. As Omar watches in amazement, A beautiful young woman appears beside the bottle in an alluring costume.
Thank you, my lord. 400 years ago, I was imprisoned in that bottle by another one of your kind. A miserable, wretch of a mortal man. But now, thanks to you, I'm free again.
Where did... You came out of that bottle?
Out of that very bottle.
Woman, I don't believe you.
Fortunately, I'm not a woman. I'm a genie. And now, I'm your slave forever.
Are you truly a genie?
Yes. Would you like to see one of my powers?
Yes, I would.
El Roman, El Rahim.
She waves her arms and appears reclining on a sofa, surrounded by a bevy of beautiful attendants. Astonished, Omar steps toward her.
By the sacred name of Allah. But this is unbelievable.
The genie smiles, then disappears.
Genie, where are you?
I'm right here, my lord. But please, do not call me genie. My name is Mitsiana.
Where are you?
She reappears.
Here, my lord.
Taking his hand, she draws him toward the sofa, and they sit.
What is your name?
Omar.
You're very strong and handsome. I like you.
I return the compliment.
Ah, but I'm only your slave.
The deaf-mute girl arrives and stares in disbelief.
You see, I'm only a third-class genie. I was demoted for insubordination. I used to be a first-class one.
And what's the difference between a first and a third-class genie?
The time a miracle will last. For instance, mine lasts only the time it takes to empty an hourglass, and only during the day.
What size hourglass?
El Roman.
She waves her hands.
El Rahim.
And an hourglass appears.
This size hourglass. 5 minutes.
It's not a very long time, is it?
Well, it's better than none at all.
Naturally.
You see, for instance, all this in a minute will disappear.
Repeat your spell and all will remain as before.
I cannot. I have to wait until it runs out. And then I have to wait another 5 minutes before I can repeat the same miracle.
When the hourglass runs out, the couch disappears and leaves them sitting on the ground. The deaf-mute girl runs away.
By the beard of the prophet.
I gave you warning.
It's all so absurd.
Omar stands and considers her.
Why do you look at me so? What is the matter, my lord?
You can be very useful to me.
I'm your slave. You have but to order and my powers are yours. Oh, and one more thing. No one can see me unless I wish it.
We must take advantage of this.
The deaf-mute returns with Ali, but he can't see Mitsiana.
You are my slave, and you will do exactly as I order. No, no, and no.
You speak to yourself, my lord.
To myself? Don't be a fool. Can't you see her?
Ah, it's very hot. You stay too long in the sun.
Don't talk foolishly. How was I to know that she'd be in a bottle?
Oh, so she was in a bottle?
Not in any bottle. In this bottle.
Let's be reasonable, my lord. Try putting yourself into this bottle.
Try it yourself.
But you see, it's impossible. I can't fit inside. All right. How could she have done it if she weren't a genie?
That's just it. She is a genie.
Well, that changes things. It's different if you're a genie. Be gone. Be gone, genie. Go back to your own kind.
Ali looks at the bottle.
There, you see? It's gone.
He peers around. When Mitsiana reappears, Ali's jaw drops in astonishment.
How did you do that, Omar?
How did I do what?
Disguise yourself in this way.
I'm Mitsiana. Omar is here, but he's invisible.
Truly, are you here, my lord?
Of course I am.
Well, why don't you touch him? Go ahead, you'll see for yourself.
He reaches out.
Imbecile!
You nearly took my eye out.
A thousand pardons, my lord, but that is, I...
If you want to see him again, you have to dance around me.
Dance?
Yes, like this.
She begins a sinuous dance.
It will surely kill me.
As Ollie prances around awkwardly, Omar reappears laughing.
You dance like a true harem queen.
By Yalla's sacred name, she really is a genie, my lord.
She is indeed.
Thanks to Mitzian and her powers, we'll get everything we need.
A gold?
Yes. My father's gold from inside the palace. With it, we'll get arms for our followers.
But remember, we can only be invisible for 5 minutes.
That's time enough. I know the palace well. But Mitziana, how should we get into the treasure room?
Let me think.
She puts her hands on her forehead, palms out.
These tricks are very interesting and useful, I suppose. But this lady makes me nervous.
Mitziana puts down her hands and looks at Omar.
Hixam carries the key to the treasure room, hanging from his robe.
She turns to Ollie.
And I'm sorry that I make you nervous.
Later, the three approach Hixson's castle in Granada.
How can we know where we are if we can see one another?
We'll have to join hands.
Whenever you're ready, Mitziana.
Mitziana waves her arms and they disappear.
I beg you, Mitziana, please, don't let go.
Invisible, Omar, Mitziana, and Ollie enter the castle. Inside, a beautiful woman performs a sensuous dance. And his guests look on. The vizier sniffs a sprig of orange blossoms. Wearing a skimpy outfit and a long veil, the dancer continues her erotic dance. An elderly guest watches the dancer, transfixed.
She is wonderful, beautiful. She is excellent. Oh,
beautiful, huh? Yeah.
Hixam's guests gather around him.
It was a lovely dance. Delightful. Magnificent.
You overwhelm me with your praises.
Your hospitality is worthy of an emir.
I honor only those who give me their friendship.
As four women join the next performance, the first dancer twists and turns among them.
Remember Ibrahim, rightful lord of Granada, whom you assassinated.
Hixam hears this, but can't see Omar. He stares accusingly at the elder guest.
Your dancing girls are worthy of the Emir and all true believers.
Assassin. Assassin. Ibrahim curses you from his tomb.
Hixam peers around, searching for his accuser. When an invisible hand smacks one of the dancers on the behind, she attacks the others, and a fight breaks out. The guests are astonished. The dancers collapse in a heap on the floor. Agitated, Hixam summons an advisor.
Ahmed, find out who has made this error and cut off his head.
Ahmed bows and steps away. Ahmed and some soldiers remove the dancers.
Enough now. Seize him.
Guards pounce on the elderly courtier.
Seize these sons of dogs.
An enormous flabby guard enters the fray and pushes aside his first opponent. When a courtier punches him in the stomach, the guard flattens him with a single blow. Grinning, Hixson watches the mayhem unfolding before him. Soon, everyone throws punches in the huge brawl. Suddenly, everyone stands frozen like statues. Omar, Mitsiano, and Ali appear.
Another second and they would have discovered us.
Can't they see us?
No, they will remain like this for 5 minutes. We must leave before they awaken.
Omar approaches Hixson.
I swear that you will pay for everything you've done.
Come quickly or the spell will end at once.
Omar grins, holding up the key he's taken from Hixson.
This door will lead us out. The treasure room is in the rear of the palace.
The three companions depart. Outside, they cross a courtyard full of lush plants and an elaborate fountain. They enter the rear of the palace. Inside the treasure room, they gaze in wonder at the riches spread before them.
By the beard of the prophet!
In my father's time, there wasn't a tenth of all this here.
How can we get it out of here?
Well, I can make only one more miracle before nightfall.
Somehow we must get it to Gassim's house.
I have heard and I obey.
Thank you, Mitsiana.
When she waves her arms, the treasure vanishes. They hurry out. Meanwhile, in Hixson's harem, dozens of scantily clad women frolic and lounge beside a small pool. Omar, Mitsiana, and Ali enter the harem.
The harem?
An imposing beauty glares at them.
Who are you?
The three step forward.
May Allah be with you.
Being a man, how do you dare violate Hickson's harem?
If we are found, our heads will decorate the gates of the city.
What is your crime?
To have set eyes on you.
And this woman?
Omar glances at Mitsiana.
She is my slave.
Mitsiana is stung by his words.
You are aware that your life is in my hands.
Were you my executioner? Death would be a gift.
They walk together.
Aisha, the guards are after some strange intruders in the palace.
Are Marmette and his men coming this way?
They were just coming around the corner as I entered.
Hide him in my chamber.
Aisha, let me hide this one.
All right, Subida.
Subida and Ali exchange smiles, then she leads him away. Omar turns to Mitsiana.
You may remain here with the woman.
The messenger leads Omar to Aisha's chamber. Mitsiana glares at Aisha.
Why do you look at me so?
He likes you.
Do you love him?
I'm a slave.
Mamet, the flabby guard, enters the harem with an armed escort. Shoving a woman out of his way, he strides toward Aisha.
It's useless to try and fool me. Where are they?
What is this? Some sort of riddle, Mamet. What do you know that we don't?
Guards! See that all the doors and windows are closed.
What is happening?
Hicks have invited some sheiks to the palace. They drugged the wine with magic potions to make him go mad. And later, they planned to kill him.
Now that you've seen that in the harem, everything is in order.
Go!
Mamet sneers at Aisha and crosses the room. As he leaves the harem, the guards follow. When they've gone, Aisha signals the other women, and they head toward her chamber. Forlorn, Mitsiana lingers behind. Later, in Aisha's chamber, three women fawn over Omar.
All right, girls, you may go.
If Hickson comes or Mamet, warn me.
As the women depart, Aisha approaches Omar, smiling seductively.
Where do you come from?
Everywhere and nowhere.
What do you seek?
Perhaps you.
And why?
You are very beautiful.
That is not enough. Tell me the truth.
You are a great princess, and I am just a humble man of the people.
You lie. Your hands give you away. You have never done manual labor.
Perhaps I'm a great warrior.
Still not enough. Or perhaps a gifted magician who has managed to drug Hickson's wine.
Doesn't matter who I am.
He leans toward her. Mitsiana appears nearby and sees Omar kissing Aisha. Mitsiana disappears. Meanwhile, Hickson enters the harem. The women bow to him as he passes. As Hickson sits, Mamet hovers behind him, counting the women.
May Allah be with you.
As Aisha and Omar kiss, the messenger enters. Aisha glares at her.
I said that we were to be left alone.
Hickson has just entered the harem.
Don't be alarmed. He will not come here. Hide yourself behind those curtains.
Omar crosses the room and draws his scimitar. Meanwhile, outside...
And Aisha? Where is she?
I was trying to make myself more beautiful for your eyes.
Come, flower of the desert. Come here, by my side.
My lord, what has happened?
A band of traitors tried to kill me. But I can forget everything when you are near me.
Oh, my love. Thank Allah you're safe.
Meanwhile, Omar paces in Aisha's chamber. Mitsiana appears.
Mitsiana.
Do you mind if I come back here now that she is gone?
Get me out of here.
I can. My powers won't return until dawn. It's very probable they'll kill you this very night along with your beloved.
My death would please you?
I would be free from having to serve a man, and I could begin to enjoy my liberty.
Are you jealous of her?
Love is forbidden to me. I'm a genie.
That doesn't answer my question.
You humiliated me before her. She's only a woman. And I don't think she's more beautiful than I am.
But you're not a woman.
That's why I'm leaving. Remain with your lovely favorite. See if she can get you out of here. May Allah protect you, my lord.
She disappears.
Mitsiana! Come back!
In the harem...
Mamet. Is anything wrong?
Zobeida, the fairest of your wives, is missing.
Well, have her brought in. And be at ease.
Mamet lumbers off. He walks to Zobeida's door.
Zobeida!
Emma's coming, open up!
Yes, yes, right away.
Can I hide under the bed?
No, impossible. That's the first place they'll look for you.
Well, where can I hide then?
I don't know. Let me think.
Ali searches her chamber. He spots a pile of Subida's clothes. Subida opens her door and stares at Mamet. Mamet nods toward Hickson. Subida hurries across the harem and bows to Hickson.
I beg my lord to forgive this unworthy slave. No one told me you had come.
We shall have to punish Mamet for his forgetfulness.
Inside Subida's chamber, Ali has put on a veil that covers everything but his eyes. Mamet enters and confronts him.
Take off your veil.
Oh, you! How can you say such a thing to an honest woman?
I am Mamet, chief of the palace guards. How did you get in here?
Guess. Just make a little guess. How did I get in here?
Exactly what I'm asking you.
Oh, my, so many questions.
Take off your veil.
Why? So you can see my face?
Exactly so.
Oh, you wicked man. I can't take off my veil. My teeth are horrible.
Who are you?
You mean you can guess?
Perhaps I could. Aha! You are Zobita's masseuse!
Of course! I've just given her a massage.
Ollie begins kneading Mamet's shoulders.
So that's why she shut herself up in here. The things I don't notice.
Absolutely nothing escapes you. You are so clever.
Well, perhaps I too should have a massage. I'm getting a little fat here and there. Come.
Mamet reclines on Subida's bed. Ollie rubs his hands in gleeful anticipation, then grabs Mamet's bloated stomach. Ollie tickles Mamet.
No! No! Stop! Please!
Mamet rolls off the bed onto the floor, and Ollie keeps tickling his huge belly. Meanwhile, in Aisha's chambers...
Hurry, come!
A woman enters, escorts Omar to a window, and lets him out onto the balcony. Omar gives her a grateful kiss, then hurries away. Ollie sneaks out of Subida's chambers. Several guards struggle to carry Mamet into the harem. When they set him down, Hexam and the women gather around him curiously.
In the name of Allah, this is the first time that I have ever seen a hippopotamus laugh.
With an angry sneer, Mamet throws his hat away and struggles to his feet.
Zobita's masseuse, the devil, convinced me I needed a massage. But she didn't know that I was ticklish.
A woman steps forward.
It was not a woman, it was a man.
What did you say?
Two men entered the harem. One was the masseuse. The other is hiding in Aisha's room. That is what I saw and I know.
Later, at dusk, Omar ambushes a guard outside the palace. He puts on the fallen guard's uniform. Ollie arrives, mistakes Omar for a guard, and attacks him.
Hey, what for that short man? Give me your cloak and turban. Hurry!
You idiot!
Of all people, you had to pick on me.
Where's Mitiana?
She's abandoned us. We'll have to get out of here on our own.
I need a veil, or I'll never get past the guardhouse.
Let's go!
They hurry off. Some guards discover their fallen comrade. Scimitars drawn, they race away. Just ahead, a sentry blocks Omar and Ollie.
I'm taking this woman into town on Mamet's orders.
Who is she?
Aisha's masseuse.
I could use a good massage. Leave her with us. We'll be able to protect her.
Omar grins.
As far as I'm concerned.
Sentry, you were assigned to escort me. If you don't, I shall report you to Hickson.
Let us pass.
The sentry obeys, and the two sprint away from the palace.
Stop them!
The guards follow close behind. Later, Omar and Ali arrive at Kasim's hideout on horseback. Dismount inside the courtyard. Inside, the deaf mute shows them Hixam's treasure. Stepping forward, Omar grabs a handful of gold coins.
Mitiana did a job well.
Yes, but she abandoned us in the palace.
Mitsiana appears.
Mitsiana! Why did you disappear in the palace?
Frankly, I was jealous, my lord.
Jealous?
Is she really more beautiful than I?
She steps toward Omar.
The truth is, you are very lovely.
Well, tell me, Omar, if I were a woman, would you fall in love with me?
I think I am falling in love with you.
Remember, I'm a genie.
Why do you tease me then?
I do not know. There's something about you that makes me forget who I am.
He leans toward her.
Mitsiana! If love enters your heart, your powers will be lost forever!
Who spoke?
Eblis, my father. Now you understand. I must not fall in love.
And what if I fell in love?
If you did so against my will, you'd become a bird that flies forever, never allowed to rest.
Later, Omar and Ali meet Kasim returning with his men.
Within 10 days, 200 loyal men from Seville and Granada will join us to launch an attack.
Good, that will be enough to overcome the Alhambra's guards.
We must find some way to open the gates of the Alhambra.
Suppose I could get inside the palace and gain Hixam's trust.
You mad, Lord Omar?
During my long travels, I learned many things, Kasim. Among them, astrology. And Hixam is very interested in astrology.
At Hixam's palace in Granada, a servant strikes a gong.
Sidi Nuruddin el-Nadin, wise man and astrologer, and his slave Giafar.
Disguised in flowing robes and beards, Omar and Ali step toward Hixam. Ali carries a birdcage. They bow.
You are welcome.
May the peace of the Prophet be with you.
Are you a magician?
Mitsiana, remove the turban from the head of the major domo.
The man's turban flies into the air.
My magic is very powerful.
On whom do you call?
On a genie who obeys me in everything.
Well, give me still greater proof of your powers.
As you wish. Give me my bird.
Ali passes the cage to Omar.
Now, answer the questions put to you by our host. Ask what you will.
Tell me, all-knowing bird, what is the name of my best friend?
Your money.
And my worst enemy?
Yourself.
Your bird is very wise. Nuruddin, you must stay and be my guest.
For a few days only, for I must be on my way to Cordova.
My house is yours.
So be it. However, I must warn you that I need to go about unobserved to devote myself to my meditation.
I assure you, you will be bothered by no one. Now I think you must be tired after your journey. Ahmed?
Yes?
Show him to his rooms. We have seen wonderful things.
Omar and Ali bow to Hixam.
This way.
Ahmed leads them away. Soon after, he shows them into a room.
These are your quarters. I've given orders that no one's to disturb you.
Luxuriously appointed, the room contains a bathing pool.
Whatever you need, you have only to ask.
Once more, convey my thanks to Hixam.
Ahmed bows to Omar and leaves with his attendants. The doors close.
They went up magnificently.
Open this cage door.
Omar approaches the cage and speaks to the bird.
Mitsiana, are you thinking of flying away from us?
I only want to get out of here. Caged up like this, I can do nothing.
Very well.
He opens the cage. Mitsiana appears at the edge of the pool.
How wonderful it is to feel the air against one's skin. Feathers smother one. Please, may I have a bath?
Ollie puts the cage down.
Yes, you have my permission.
Mitsiana removes a scarf from her outfit and tosses it to Omar.
What are you going to do?
Take a bath. You gave me your permission.
But are you going to undress?
Well, you don't want me to take a bath with my clothes on, do you?
Well, of course not, but there are things that
I think Mitsiana is right. If she wants to bathe, well, let her bathe. And if she wants to undress, she has undressed.
Mitsiana! Ali, we must start checking the walls of the city.
We've lots of time.
Mitsiana.
Yes, my lord?
Try not to let anyone see you. We'll be back soon. Certainly don't let anyone see you like that.
Omar steps away, but Ali leers happily at Mitsiana as she sits naked in the pool.
Come on, Ali.
Yes, my lord.
Ali can't take his eyes off Mitsiana, so Omar escorts him away.
Yes, my lord.
As Omar pulls him toward the door, Ali keeps ogling Mitsiana. When they leave, Mitsiana grins mischievously and luxuriates in her bath. Omar and Ali leave the palace together.
Count the sentry posts along the wall and the number of men in the towers.
Yes, my lord.
I shall leave by the main gate to meet Kasim.
Your slaves shall be your eyes and your ears.
They go their separate ways. Soon after, six soldiers walk through a garden on patrol. When they pass Ali, he scratches marks on a stone cupped in his hand. Meanwhile, Hixam and Ahmed stroll through the palace courtyard.
Ahmed, I would like to have this Nur ed-Din's secrets. You must get them.
My lord, I doubt that he would part with them easily. And he's a dangerous antagonist.
Then you must be more dangerous and more cunning.
Ahmed bows.
That's all.
Ahmed departs. In Omar's chambers, Mitsiana continues her bath. Ali enters, grinning lecherously.
Hello, Mitsiana.
Ali, is it our master's order that you should return here?
No, no. Truly, I came only to see you. I mean, to see if you need anything. Do you want a towel to dry yourself?
Yes, thank you.
I have something here that you can use.
He steps toward her with a large towel. Unseen, Hixam enters the room. Scowling, he watches as Ali wraps Mitsiana in the towel.
Thank you, Ali. You can be very kind when you want to.
Hixam hides behind a curtain and watches.
Well, I think I'd better be getting on.
Ali knocks over a pedestal. He picks up the birdcage.
I must go.
No, no, Ali, don't close the door. Remember, if I'm trapped inside, I'll lose my power.
Oh, yes, of course. I won't forget. Well, bye-bye. See you soon.
Ali.
Yes?
Don't look at me like that. I'm only a genie, not a woman.
I swear by Allah that no one would think so. I try to get used to the fact.
Walking away, Ali bumps into a pillar. He leaves the room. Mitsiana sees Hixam watching her. She vanishes, then reappears as the bird in the cage. Hixam closes the cage door. Picking up the cage, he smiles at the bird.
Ha, 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 ha.
takes and carries the cage out of the room. Meanwhile, Omar walks through the streets of Granada. He approaches an elderly man with a donkey.
My lord Omar. Kasim, I have found favor with Hixam and can circulate freely in the palace.
We must attack swiftly, Omar. Our men will arrive tonight. Their presence will arouse suspicion. I can't hide them.
Then we will attack tomorrow at dawn. Count on me to have the gates opened.
As Omar departs, Kasim leads his donkey in the other direction. In the palace garden, Mehmet patrols with another guard. Mehmet stops and stares.
What's the matter? Who is he?
Ali is walking toward them.
A new slave, perhaps. You go on. I'll see who it is.
As the other guard leaves, Mehmet racks his memory, trying to place Ali's face. Meanwhile, Ali smiles at two passing women. One of them gives him an appraising look, then walks away with her companion. Mehmet sneaks up on Ali from behind, then hides when Ali turns around. When Ali walks on, Mehmet hurries forward, but hides when Ali looks again. As Ali walks away, Mehmet frowns suspiciously. Elsewhere, a woman steps toward Omar.
My mistress Aisha wishes to see you.
Where is she?
In her chamber. She has heard about your magic.
Leave, and I shall follow.
Aisha lounges with some servants in her chambers.
What?
Omar enters. Aisha waves her servants away as he steps toward her.
Ah, you are Nur al-Din al-Nardin.
And you, without a doubt, are Hixam's favorite. He is an extremely fortunate man to possess such a jewel.
I have a feeling we have seen each other before.
Possibly we've met in our dreams.
But I can't remember.
Why did you wish to see me?
I love magic and astrology. Can you read this?
She extends her palm, and he studies it.
Even though you are surrounded by many people, you are unhappy, for your heart is lonely. You need and you want love.
It is true. Is all of that written in my hand?
Yes.
Even your voice is familiar to me.
At times, our senses fool us.
Omar! You are Omar.
Are you going to give me away?
Why have you come back to the palace?
He kisses her hand.
We shall see each other again tonight. A slave will lead you to me.
I shall be in my room counting the hours until your slave arrives.
Be very careful.
Omar leaves her chambers. Meanwhile, Hixam speaks to the bird.
I know your secrets. And you will not get out unless you obey me.
Mehmet hurries in.
What's the matter with you, Mehmet?
You know that once Mehmet sees a face, he never forgets it.
I know this.
The astrologer's slave, Giafar, is the masseuse who gave me the massage.
Are you sure?
I am.
Ahmed enters.
My lord Hixam, I bring startling news.
What happened?
My men have seized a suspicious group of conspirators. One has confessed that Ibrahim's son, Omar, is in Granada.
Omar.
Hixam ponders this news.
It just could be possible that your famous astrologer and Ibrahim's son are the same person.
Nur al-Din.
Why not? He came from the east, and Omar has been there on a mission. Have the astrologer brought before me.
Mehmet bows and departs. Omar steps into his chambers and finds Ali waiting there.
You've come at last.
What's the matter?
Did you take Mitiana with you?
You know very well I left her here bathing.
She has disappeared.
We must find her now. We move against Hixam at dawn.
What?
Kasim's men attack at dawn. Search for her. Hurry.
Mamet enters with several guards and steps toward them.
Hixam calls for you.
Let us not keep him waiting.
Omar turns to Ali.
Do not stop looking for what I ask you.
I shall search the palace until I find it.
Omar leaves the room. When the guards close the doors, Mamet turns on Ali with a menacing smile and claps his hands gleefully.
If you dare put a hand on me, or even one finger, I will shout.
Both hands, my friend. All my fingers. I intend to give you a better massage than the one you gave to me, huh?
Mamet steps toward Ali, who pushes away two of the guards, then shoves Mamet into the bathing pool. The guards pounce on Ali.
I want him alive! Alive!
As Ali is held prisoner, Mamet hauls his enormous bulk out of the pool.
Now you will learn what a real massage is like.
Mamet begins tickling Ali. Ali sticks his boot in Mamet's gut and shoves him over backwards into the pool. Meanwhile, Omar enters Hixam's quarters.
Oh, Nuruddin. Come in.
Omar sees that Hixam has the birdcage.
How is it that my bird which speaks is here?
I was the thief. Nuruddin, I've called you to read my future.
I shall try.
Omar reaches for the cage.
Leave the bird where it is.
I need it to read your future.
Your wealth of secret knowledge will be help enough.
As two guards look on, Omar steps past Ahmed to a window and looks up into the sky.
What do you see in the heavens?
I see peace there. I see no blood among your stars.
Thank you. I too know something about the stars. And I see that your life will not be a long one. So short, in fact, that you will not see the coming dawn.
And where have you read this future?
Hixam picks up his scimitar.
On the blade of my sword.
Omar draws his scimitar and engages Hixam.
Arrest him!
On Ahmed's orders, the guards grab Omar and pin his arms. Eyes blazing, Hixam confronts him.
Who are you?
As the guards take Omar away, Hixam puts down his scimitar.
Take that bird and put it under the strongest guard at once.
Yes, my lord.
Let no one come near it, huh? Or you will pay for it with your life.
Yes, my lord.
Ahmed bows and leaves with the cage. Hixam studies a small cut on his thumb.
Peace and no blood.
Fettered in the palace dungeon, Omar winces as a whip lashes his bare chest. Manacled nearby, Ali watches helplessly. Upstairs, Ahmed talks to the bird in the cage.
While your value's my life, we'll have a safer lock on you. That.
Open the cage door and you shall have all the gold you want.
Ahmed looks around to be sure no one is watching, then opens the cage door. The bird vanishes.
The bird is gone. I must find it or I am dead.
Meanwhile, Aisha walks in the palace garden. Mityana appears in a cloud of smoke. Aisha is amazed. She steps forward for a closer look.
Omar, slave, what are you doing here? There was a bird. I don't understand it.
There was a bird, but it flew away.
Nobody's permitted here. I should report you to the palace guard.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why not?
Because you will only hurt your own heart, woman.
Where is your master?
They've taken him to the executioner. Well, what are you willing to do to save him?
I would do anything, even die for him.
And I would live. I would gladly give up an eternity of youth to live and grow old and die with him. Don't look at me like that. You've nothing to fear. I'm only a genie. You're a woman. My master will soon tire of my tricks, while you, with your woman spells, will bind him to you, heart and soul, for life.
I will hear no more of this. A pretty speech, but I don't believe it. A genie? Magic? You are an insolent, lying slave.
My lady!
Mamet waddles into the garden with some soldiers.
My lady! Lady Aisha!
Aisha turns to Mitziana.
Well, genie, save yourself. Disappear.
When she stalks off, Mitziana vanishes.
Everybody has gone mad. Amit is ranting about a cage flung through this garden. He swears that if he does not get it back with the magician's bird in it, he personally will kill the man himself immediately. He is standing with his sword at the prisoner's throat, surrounded by his guards. He is raving.
Go on looking for it. I hope you will find it.
Yes.
Mamet and the soldiers hasten away.
Aisha!
It's Mitziana.
Aisha!
Aisha steps toward her.
Genie, if you love Omar as much as you say, you must become a bird again. The call makes him fury.
But if I would be locked in, I would lose all my powers.
It is the only way to save Omar.
When Aisha turns away, Mitziana waves her arms and disappears. Aisha turns back and sees that Mitziana has changed back into a bird and is inside the cage. Picking up the cage, she examines the bird thoughtfully. Then she crosses the garden and hands the cage to Mamet.
Tell Ahmed that the next time he throws things into Hitzin's garden, it is he who will lose his head. Take it to him at once.
The bird! I must get back to Ahmed at once.
He hurries off, smiling happily. In the dungeon, Ahmed holds a dagger to Omar's heart.
Tell me what you know.
Ahmed! Wait! I have it!
Mamet hands him the cage.
The bird! Oh, praise be to Allah! Oh.
When Hixam enters, the whipping continues.
Slave first.
The executioner picks up a hot branding iron and steps toward Ali. Omar glares at Hixam.
I am Omar Ben Ibrahim.
So, you were the son of the traitor who wanted to seize the throne of the caliphs.
Did you allow him to defend himself when accused with your lies?
Hixam menaces Omar with a branding iron.
The next time, I shall apply it to your mouth. What was your purpose in entering the palace?
To kill you.
And who are your accomplices?
I have no need of accomplices.
You will tell me their names.
Hixam turns to the executioner.
Do not leave off for a moment. I want the names of his accomplices. Come. Come with me, my little bird.
Birdcage in hand, he departs. Later, Hixam dines with Aisha.
Tell me, Aisha, which flower do you prefer? The orange blossom or the night-blooming jasmine?
The orange blossom. And you?
The jasmine.
Why?
Because it never changes. It dies as it is born.
Why are you telling me all this?
because unlike the jasmine, you have changed. You know that Nuradim is in prison.
No. A simple thief, then.
No. Something more exciting. He's Omar, Ibrahim's son. Aisha, please return to the harem and wait for me there.
He hands her a flower.
With my jasmine.
As Hixam leaves the room, Aisha considers her predicament.
Chantal?
She summons a guard.
Chantal.
Yes, mistress.
This necklace, it is worth a fortune. It is yours in return for your help.
What help?
I do not wish the prisoner to die.
I would prefer to remain alive.
But you could sell this and buy your freedom.
Hixam would kill us both.
I shall face him. You can flee with the prisoner.
Give me the necklace.
Aisha removes the necklace and hands it to him.
Help me with my cloak.
He retrieves her cloak, then returns to her side and drapes it around her shoulders. Soon after, they approach two guards in the dungeon.
Who are you? It is Aisha, Hixam's favorite.
On Hixam's orders, open up.
The dungeon door is opened, and Aisha enters with Chantal. Alone, they enter the torture chamber where Omar and Ali are held.
Breathe in. I have come to help you, Omar.
You will not regret this.
When Chantal releases Omar from the shackles, the two men step toward Ali and free him.
Hurry, Ali. Hurry.
They all hasten toward the chamber exit. Omar and Chantal surprise the two guards. Leaving the guards unconscious, the four hurry away.
Aisha, listen. Hixam has a bird which belongs to me. Get it and set it free after you've told it exactly what has happened.
Risk my life? For a bird?
This particular bird is a genie. Without her help, we are lost.
You would have me risk my life for a genie?
She can save us all. Do as I say.
I will do it, if it's possible.
Soon after, she steps toward two men guarding the bird, but they bar her way.
It is forbidden to go near the bird.
I am Aisha, Hickson's favorite. I shall inform the vizier of your insolence. Go now.
She fixes him with an intimidating glare. The guards leave. Aisha picks up the birdcage.
All right, genie, disguised as a bird. Omar wishes you to help him. But before I release you, you must promise that once you have given him your help, you will disappear from his life forever.
When she opens the cage door, Mitsiana appears nearby.
You woman. I'm glad I'm only a genie, for you're a fiend.
Remember your promise, genie.
Furious, Mitsiana vanishes. Aisha smiles. Outside, Omar and Ali are at the palace wall. Ali sneaks up behind a guard and kills him. Omar lurks behind a doorway, waits for a guard to step out, and kills him. Alerted by the commotion, several guards come running. Omar and Ali battle the guards on the palace ramparts. Omar jumps off a low wall and clashes with other guards. Mitsiana appears holding her hourglass and watches Omar kill a guard. As the remaining guards close in, Mitsiana inverts her hourglass.
Invincible warriors appear.
Several identical warriors appear on the palace ramparts. Each holds a glittering golden shield and a scimitar.
Obey and help Oma.
Preparing to carry out Mitsiana's orders, the warriors jump down off the ramparts. The warriors join the fray and quickly overcome the remaining guards. Wave after wave of guards rush in to challenge the warriors, but are overwhelmed in quick succession. Nearby, Mitsiana watches the hourglass.
Please, don't run out now. Wait. Not now.
But the hourglass runs out, and the magical warriors disappear. As the palace guards look around in confusion, Omar and Ali join Mitsiana.
It ran out. I knew this would happen. I knew it. Now we cannot depend on genius. Now we must fight alone.
You're right, Ali. We fought battles before. Without genies, without magic. For liberty and for Granada.
Grim-faced, they leave Mitsiana's side. Omar sneaks up on a sentinel on the palace tower and kills him. From atop the tower wall, Omar signals to Kasim's men who are hiding below.
Tell Kasim that we have received a signal to attack.
The men hurry away. Meanwhile, Omar climbs down the face of the tower wall to a rampart below. Brandishing his scimitar, Omar rushes toward a soldier, defeats him, then battles another. Below, Kasim and his many men gallop toward the palace.
To the palace!
Kasim and his men dismount and charge up the palace steps toward the guards, who rush forward to intercept the invaders. As their frightened horses gallop away, the battle begins. Kasim fights the officer of the guard. With a stroke, the officer disarms Kasim, then runs him through. Kasim sinks to the ground and dies. Many men still guard the palace. Another flank, more of Kasim's men use grappling irons to scale a wall. In the palace garden, Ali kills a guard, then dashes away with Omar. Together, they rush to the palace doors and throw them open to Kasim's men.
For liberty and Granada!
On the other flank, men swarm over the wall and clash with some guards. In the palace garden, more of Kasim's men battle with guards. A guard kills one of the invaders with a crossbow. Inside the palace, Ahmed fights Ali. Ali kills Ahmed. Outside, the battle rages fiercely. Gradually, Kasim's forces gain the upper hand against the guards. Oh. Dozens of invaders dash toward the palace and are challenged by Mamet and his men. When Mamet and another man begin fighting, Mamet disarms his opponent and kills him. Mamet is knifed in the stomach. Badly wounded, Mamet takes on another invader, but the man impales him with his scimitar. Inside the palace, Hixam sits gazing at the ceiling. Guards rush by, followed by some women from the harem. When one of them approaches Hixam, he stares at her.
My lord, Omar and his men are attacking the palace. The guards have escaped to save their lives. You must save yourself, my lord.
Save myself?
Their men are waiting outside of the palace towers. You must get away. You must escape for Seville. There is still a little time.
Escape? Why? What I've done here, everything I have, my future, has no significance without power. I want that power till the end. You were too young. You cannot understand. With the power, I killed. And now, the power kills me. Take this ring.
He puts it on her finger.
You can gain freedom and riches with it. Go now, little flower. And may Allah be with you.
Bowing to him, she backs away. Omar enters the room and strides toward Hixam. Hixam draws his scimitar.
Omar, Ibrahim's son, I was waiting for you.
Now, you assassin, stand and fight.
The two face each other warily. Outside, Mitsiana clutches her hourglass.
One last twitch. Please let the Emir come.
All hail the Emir!
The elderly Emir rides in with an escort, and all the combatants kneel before him. The Emir dismounts and steps toward the palace with his men. Inside the palace, Omar and Hixam keep fighting. Ali arrives and watches the two men. Omar grapples with Hixam, disarms him, and slashes him with his blade. Hixam crumples to the ground, wounded. Unseen by Hixam, the Emir enters the room with Aisha and his entourage.
Confess that my father was never a traitor to the Emir.
Yes. Your father never was a traitor. I lied. But if I had to do it again, I would do it the same way.
Gasping for breath, Hixam grows weaker and weaker. Then dies. When the Emir steps forward, Omar looks at him and smiles.
My lord.
Omar bows.
Rise.
I had left my beautiful city of Granada at peace. I now find it drenched with hatred and bloodshed. And you led the battle against the evils here. What is your name?
Omar Ben Ibrahim.
I should have known. Yes. I can see it. The blood of Ibrahim flows through your veins. Omar Ben Ibrahim.
In remembrance of your noble father, I name you Vizier of Granada.
My lord.
The workings of Allah are inscrutable. I was out hunting when, of a sudden, I became violently agitated. I cannot explain it. I swiftly returned to my own lovely Alhambra to see what I have seen. Allah has had a hand in all of this.
Allah and Mitziana.
Omar steps toward Mitziana, who has just appeared in a skimpy golden outfit.
I wanted to see you one more time before leaving.
Where are you going?
I promised Aisha I would leave you. She risked everything to save you. You'll be happy at her side.
Aisha is safe now with the Emir. No man would dare dispute that.
You don't love her?
I love only you.
She puts her hands on his shoulders.
Be careful. If you kiss me, you will turn into a woman.
Don't let me think.
You'll grow old.
But I shall feel the passion of your love.
One day death will come to you.
I shall live on through the children we shall have.
And what if I should grow tired of you?
I would scratch your eyes out like a woman.
They kiss.
Mitziana!
Father, I love him.
Then you are lost, my dear, to the world of mortals.
They kiss again. Ollie looks on, grinning happily.
Mitziana, lovely as a flower.
In the palace garden, cool water sparkles as it splashes in a fountain.
Mitziana, who is that genie's power? But no
the end.
Told you
this described version of 1001 Nights was created by Audiovision Canada. The narrative description was written by Peter Agnes, narrated by Imali Pereira, and produced by Marco Sorin and Valerie Hunter. For information on other described movies and audio cinema presentations available from Audiovision Canada, call toll-free 1-800-567-6755.